Timmins will be better equipped for flooding with new cash emergency planning cash. Municipalities and groups in Timmins and area are taking home over $485,000 of $5 million of the Community Emergency Preparedness Grant. The provincial government announced the recipients of the funding today, April 16. From floods to wildland fires, these targeted investments will empower communities and organizations to enhance their emergency response. Whether it's building up our local fire departments or enabling more efficient search and rescue operations, our government is giving communities the tools and resources they need to keep people safe, said Caroline Mulroney, Minister responsible for emergency management, in a news release. The city of Timmins is getting $48,254 to buy a sandbagging machine, a drone and a generator, and to conduct training to address annual flooding on the Mattagami River. Other funding in the area is going to Kenegami and District Volunteer Fire Brigade, $46,916. It's to assemble 3 wildland fire kits for residential protection, which includes 3 fire pumps, 30 gutter mount sprinklers, 30 telescopic tripod sprinklers, a hose, nozzles and valves. Mattagami First Nation, $47,561. It's to buy new supplies for the volunteer firefighting team and a fire bunker, including flame-resistant jackets, pants, helmets, gloves and boots. Moose Cree First Nation, $48,689. It's to supply equipment such as stretchers and ropes for the fire department and fire extinguishers and carbon monoxide detectors for homes. It's also providing wilderness advanced first aid training and CPR training to community members. Mushkegawuk Council, $50,000. It to buy generators, cords, bush pumps, first aid trauma kits and other accessories for its 7 communities. Takwa-Tagamu Nation, $49,795. It's to update and restock the volunteer fire department with personal protective equipment, hoses, generators and fire pumps. Charlton and Dac, $49,900. It's to buy equipment for its emergency operations center, including a generator, cots, batteries, flashlights, computers, a two-way radio, traffic barriers, sleeping bags and other supplies. Kapuskasing, $50,000. It's to buy an emergency response trailer equipped with lighting, charging stations, two-way radios, laptops and other equipment to use during emergencies. Black River Matheson, $44,142. It's to buy 2 emergency generators for the community centers in Shillington and Rawmore. Iroquois Falls, $49,924. It's to buy equip their emergency designated community gathering places with a generator, blankets and cots.